Tell you better be dancing wherever it is that you are. And I'll tell you why. That is, this weekend, one of South Africa's most iconic bands, Mango Groove, will be performing at the Concert in the Park in Duval Park. The band needs no introduction to you and have won just about every South African music and video award on offer, including numerous international awards. I can't name them all. Now, the band was started out in Johannesburg in 1984 and has been going strong ever since. And joining you to tell you more about the band is the lead singer, Claire Johnson. Claire, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for that amazing warm welcome, Evangelist. It's lovely to be on air with you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, listen, it's a warm welcome because I know what your music means to me. I mean, since the dawn of democracy, Mango Groove, I mean, needs no introduction to this. But, you know, you talk of a group that has been there since the dawn of democracy and practically raising some of us and influencing some of South Africa's music legends. May I ask, what is the special glue that, you know, has had you guys stay together so long and continuously delivering on the music front?
Well, thank you, first of all, for the huge compliment. I think it's just that we really love what we do, and it still feels fresh. If you think that it began, as you say, in 84, I joined in 85 while still at school. It's I've grown up in the band, so the band has changed my life massively. So it's been a huge journey, and hopefully an ongoing one that we just value and cherish arguably more now than ever. Especially given the break that we had during COVID, where we all, I think, looked at what mattered to us and realized how, when we first saw each other again, it was tears and hugs. And well, no, it wasn't hugs, because we were all wearing masks and we had to socially distance for our first rehearsal again. But it was, you know, tears of genuine joy. And I think that's the power of music, really.
I mean, because that's what I was going to next. You talk about the COVID period where I think for many music artists and for many groups, it was the make or break sort of time. And you guys emerged from that, I think, stronger than ever. Maybe take us back there. What were some of your thoughts? And I'm guessing, yes, you are relieved now.
Massively relieved. I mean, it really started picking up again for us last year. We got really busy and really just grateful to be doing what we love. And it was a dark time for so many people. Obviously, a massive global event that none of us saw coming. And I'm hoping that the world is potentially, I know the world's going through chaos at the moment, but I hope that in our own private way, we're all a little kinder, all a bit more mindful. I try and be, and that's all we can really do is try. So, yeah, well, works in progress, as they say.
And this weekend, I mean, you're taking the stage at the Concert in the Park in Duval Park. Tell us a bit more about that. What can we expect?
Well, we're so excited. We've never done a gig in Duval Park before, so it's a first for us. It's going to be really exciting. We're hoping to just, you know, it's the usual Mango madness. It's 11 of us on stage. We'll be playing the songs, hopefully, that everyone wants to hear. The one you played now, Danceable, we can't ever not play that. The other one, of course, we can't ever not play Special Star. And so it's just huge energy. You know, we really, it's all a bit nuts and energizing. So bring your dancing shoes, bring your singing voices, and just come and have fun with us. Mm.
And talking to that, any other upcoming events from your side that you'd like to mention?
No, we're really focusing on the Sunday's event in Cape Town. There are more things coming up later in the year, but our focus is Sunday at the moment. And I should mention as well, we've got amazing other amazing bands. We've got Dukes of Browning Orchestra, which I'm excited to see. I'm looking forward to, you know, dancing backstage myself. So it's going to be a great day out for all of us.
I'm not letting you go just like that. You know, Mark Lottering is in studio right now, sitting right in front of me.
I love Claire Johnson.
Well, I love you. What a treat.
It's Cape Talk. It's what we do. We surprise.
Bring people together.
You are amazing like that.
As we let you go, Claire, and we're also going to ask Mark a bit later on, I mean, so what sort of advice would you give to the listeners out there, to perhaps the young musicians, young ambitious musicians out there? What sort of advice would you give to them?
Oh, it's a tough one, and I think Mark will endorse some of what I'm going to say in terms of anything to do with the entertainment industry. It's tough. You've got to be resilient. You've got to be original. It's sort of, obviously, we all start people.
I'm losing you there. I need you to repeat that. I lost you there as you were saying that.
Sorry.
I lost you there.
I, blame myself.
Yeah.
It's that you must be original. We all start off, I think, imitating our favorite people, and then we find our own way. And I think it's the same with comedy. It's the same with music. Same with anything creative, is you find your style. So that would recommend people do. And then be powerful about it. Take constructive criticism, but develop a bit of a thick skin in terms of, you know, the naysayers. Learn to tune certain sorts of people out.
Absolutely fantastic words. Claire, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Have a wonderful
thanks
day so further.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. That is Claire Johnson, lead vocalist for Mango Groove, talking about their performance at their concert in the park happening this weekend.